U.S. Senator Tina Smith, live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Senator, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm really glad to be with you, and I hope everyone is doing well this morning.
All right. Well, if you make it back to Minnesota in time, you're welcome to come to Northfield and partake in our Winter Walk festivities tonight. It's a special night here in town.
That sounds like a beautiful event.
Let's talk. We have you on to talk about some issues that the USPS, United States Post Office, has been having right now, especially delays. Those are kind of coming to the forefront now that we're in a very busy season, the holidays and such. And you are aware of these and are proposing some changes or some legislation. Why don't you tell us about what you've seen with the Post Office and what you propose?
Well, Minnesotans around the state have been raising the alarm with me that they are, in some cases, going days without getting their mail delivered. And at the same time, I'm hearing from postal workers who are telling me about chaos in their delivery centers because they are overwhelmed by a surge in packages. Many of our post offices are, for the first time, responsible for delivering Amazon packages that once were delivered by FedEx or UPS. And what's really disappointing is that the muckety-mucks in Washington, D.C. and the big post office leadership here just have not prepared our local delivery centers for this surge. And as a result, they're overextended and understaffed, and people are really missing out on getting the packages and the mail that they need. So I've been raising the alarm with the post office leadership here in Washington, and come to find out that the U.S. Postal Service doesn't even really know themselves which routes are getting mail and which routes aren't. And so I'm working on legislation with Senator Klobuchar to fix that, and also working directly with the Postmaster General to try to get some improvement in service for Minnesotans.
The postmaster has been in office for a couple of years now. He was appointed by the previous generation, our previous administration, and he was going to be making some changes. Is it what we've had, business as usual from last decade? Has that all been changed now? Is it still running the same?
Well, so it's a really good point that you're making, Jeff. This postmaster general came into office during the Trump administration. And he actually came out of the mail delivery business, and some of us were concerned that he was interested in, privatizing the mail service. And so it's really disappointing to see these continued challenges in delivery. And this thing about the Amazon, this has been a big issue in northern Minnesota, especially right now, that a mail service is suddenly responsible for delivering these Amazon packages. And not only that, but the mail route delivery folks were told that they should prioritize delivering the Amazon packages over regular U.S. mail, which is so disappointing. And what we're seeing is people are just quitting because they can't put up with it. They're working 12-hour days, 7 days a week to try to get all this mail delivered, and they can't take it anymore.
During the holidays, we noticed this much more. I personally have had some issues, though, with delays, and not just the holiday season, but I actually am going through one right now. But, over the course of the summer and such, this sounds more like a chronic thing than just a seasonal fix.
I think that's exactly right. We know that in many delivery centers around Minnesota that there are dozens of positions that are going unfilled, and the big post office management needs to make this a much bigger priority. And of course, it's hard to convince people to come and work for the U.S. Postal Service, which has been a really great job in the past when they are facing these kinds of working conditions. I have a lot of empathy for these workers who feel a big responsibility and really obligation to the people that they serve, and so they feel really bad when they can't get that mail delivered because they're just so overwhelmed by the volumes that they're facing. You're right, Jeff, it is always a challenge in the holiday season when there's this big onslaught of packages, but it's super, super disappointing that the Postal Service leadership just hasn't prepared for this. And one thing that I'm very unhappy about is I sent a letter to the post office leadership to try to ask them what was going on, and they told me that everything was working just fine, which obviously is not the case. So I'm glad to be working on this legislation with Senator Klobuchar and also with Representative Angie Craig, who is leading this effort in the House of Representatives, and the three of us are teaming up to try to get some better results out of the post office for Minnesotans.
And, you know, I'm going to point out, just we have a small town here. Northfield's not a really big place. And I know a number of people that work or have worked for the post office right here downtown. And folks, for our listeners out there, give them a break. I mean, they're being overwhelmed down there. So be nice to your postal worker. Remember them when you're giving out holiday tips and such. Maybe buy some chamber bucks and give it to them. But wonderful people, and they're working hard for us. I'm just one last thing here is that do you know if your senators from across the aisle are feeling the same way? Are you going to get some bipartisan support for this?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for saying for that message about our letter carriers and mail sorters and the people that are working so hard and feel such responsibility. I'm with you. We should just all, you know, thank them for their service. To your other question, yes, this has there's bipartisan interest in this. This is something that senators on both sides of the aisle care about, and I'm hoping that we'll be announcing our Republican co-sponsors in the near future. I know that our Republican colleagues from, especially from North Dakota and South Dakota, are interested in this and want to help. So I believe we'll be able to get good bipartisan support.
Senator, we're about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on? Anything any last words?
Well, I just want to thank you. It's always great to talk with you, Jeff, and I hope everyone has a peaceful and safe and happy weekend.
Senator, thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated. Have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll talk to you again maybe sometime in 2024.
I look forward to it. Thank you.